Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, for the Favor Life Process of Bear show, 15 minutes of empowerment, where we look at individuals in the Bible, see their lives, or look at the Word of God, and we take that Word and we empower ourselves with it as we learn of it, as we apply it, as we stand on it, as we believe in it. And we understand that God has chosen us. We didn't choose ourselves. And the process of their walk is a faith walk, and you can't plan it. You just allow the Word of God and everyday situations to build you up in your most holy faith as the Word is applied, as you see the manifestation of the power of God in your life, as you see and understand the demonstration that God allows with you being the example to the world, to those in your family, in situations and circumstances that bring Him glory, because you're not moving and acting on your own flesh. You're moving in the Spirit. You're acting according to the Word and the will of God within your identity with Him, and realizing who you are in Christ Jesus. As you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you see yourself changing line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith, and you see yourself in a way that, you know, if it had not been for God, if it had not been for Jesus, you know that you would never be where you are, doing what you're doing, being a blessing not only to your family, your friends, your loved ones, but also to every generation, to every race, and every creed, because of the blood of Jesus and the love of God. So it is a blessing to be called by God, to be known by Him, to be in the kingdom of God, to be one of His children, to have access to every blessing and every benefit, and to know that the call that God has given you and the call that He has placed on your life for His divine will is something that you would never choose for yourself, because God always chooses unlikely candidates. He always chooses people that other people will not ever choose, messed up folks, but His love covers the multitudes of our sins and causes us to be what He's already designed us from the foundation to be, with the blood of Jesus applying to our life. We've been studying so many people in the Bible, looking at their lives, not as superhuman Christians, but looking at them as individuals, just like us, living in a different time frame, different time century, and seeing God's Word being manifest in their lives. And it's wonderful, because even in their decision-making, whether it's according to what the Word of God is called or commanded for them, or if it's in their own flesh or in their own ideas, because God has assigned His Word to them, their mistakes do not forfeit the Word of God. God's Word manifest in spite of it, strong enough, powerful enough to manifest the will of God in spite of ourselves. And that is encouraging to us, because it lets us see that our places of our failure are not futile when it comes to the Word of God. They're not the final thing. The Word of God is the final thing. And when He has a plan for our lives, when He has a purpose for our lives, when He's applied His blood over our lives, that Word, that blood, as long as we stay in the will of God, stay in that place where we're tender before Him, stay in that place where we're submissive to Him, where we're going to Him and we're asking for His blood to cover us and to heal us and make us whole. When we stay in that place, God makes sure the Word that He has for us manifests in our life, regardless of our failures, that our failures don't stop His will, that He already knew that, and that's why He applied the grace that we needed to cover us. So it's a wonderful thing. We've been looking at attitudes and conducts and different things in the Bible to help us grow in our most holy faith. And today I just want to talk to you about change. Change is something that we fight. It is something that we don't like sometimes. It is something that hinders some people because they don't want to change. But the Bible lets us know that we have to change, We're changing line upon line of precept, precept of precept until we are free. But we're also changing in other areas of our life. You're not the same individual you were when you were 20 or when you were 15 or if you're 30 or you're 40 or you're 50. You're not the same individual. You've grown and mature in your life, in your physical body, in your mind. The things that you wanted when you were 20 are not the things that you want now. Your focus is different. And so you evolve in your growth process and your maturity process in the natural realm. Well, so it is in the spirit realm. We cannot just get saved, just become a believer, and not change, not move in the things that God has called us to and be what he's told us we should be. You look at the life of Abraham. Abraham didn't start off as Abram. Abraham started off as Abram. And he went through a process of allowing God to change him, because in himself he was a liar and a trickster. In himself he was. But when God was ready to shift him, when God was ready to move him to another realm of obedience and faith and trust and a place where he was maturing in his walk, in his relationship with the Lord, in the 15th chapter we see that God makes a covenant be with him, and he says to him, walk before me now and be blameless. In other words, walk in the covenant that I've given you, in the word that I've given you, and do not walk according to your own mindset or your own ways, but walk according to what I'm telling you. And so we see that he had to change. He had to change his perspective. He had to change how he viewed God, himself, the situations, every promise, and he had to change not to fit God into what he wanted, but to fit himself into the will of God. And sometimes we do not want to change. We want God to come down and give us everything that we need and the way that we want, and we do not change. But that is not the case. We have to change to fit the will of God. We've got to submit ourselves unto him and to his word in obedience. And as we obey, we're seeing a change happen from the inside out in our minds and our hearts and our very will, to be as God says we are to be, to live as he says, not in our own power, but in the power of the Holy Spirit. Because we can't do this thing. Discipline cannot get you where you need to get. It takes the Holy Spirit to get you there. If we could do it ourselves, then Jesus didn't need to die. But we couldn't do it. The law was something that we could not keep. Even though the law was perfect, we were imperfect. And we could not keep what God told us. The law was our tutor. It let us know where we were and what was holy and what wasn't holy and what sin was. And let us know that there was something coming, someone coming, that was going to help us fulfill what we could not fulfill in ourselves. The Bible says that the prophets and the apostles of old looked, hoped for Jesus. They looked and they hoped for him. They waited on him, because they knew that he had to come to fulfill what they could not do within themselves. So now that we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, now that we believe that he is the Son of God, that he came through the virgin birth, that he was here, tabernacled here for 33 and a half years, and that he died, that he suffered, he died, that he rose again and sitting on that right hand of the Father, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, has come. Now that we believe and we receive, now we have power over the works of the flesh, over sin, over the enemy. We have power to live this life, and we have the grace to help us to do that. So as we know that, we cannot stay in a state or in a place in our minds, in our emotions, or in our heart, even in our will, that does not glorify God. And these things that come in our lives challenge us to be as he is. Because if you don't, as I said yesterday, if you don't have an enemy, opposition, if you don't have something that is trying to refute what you believe, then your muscles, your faith muscles, do not become strong. But because you're facing opposition, these things are causing you to grow and to know God and to know his word and to watch God prove himself as you stand on the word of God. Every time we go through a situation, every time we go through anything, we're supposed to learn something. We're supposed to gain knowledge, understanding, truth. There's supposed to be something that happens inside of us. It's just like the seed of a plant. that seed, when you plant it in the ground, it goes through the process that it can bear fruit. So it is with us. When we take the word of God and put it in us, and we believe that word and we live that word begins to gain roots in our lives, gain growth and access in our lives of expansion that causes us to produce the fruits of righteousness, no longer the fruit of the flesh or fruit of sin, but it causes us to produce righteousness, not our righteousness, his righteousness, because the word of God lets us know there's a way that seemeth right to all men, but at the end there is destruction. So we don't want our way. We want his way, which causes us to bear fruit and look like him, that causes us to be overcomers in this life, that causes us to triumph and win in this life over the things that take people down, that make people quit, that make people feel hopeless. We triumph through the name of Jesus Christ because of the hope that's inside of us, which is Jesus, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the Word of God. We change, and we cannot remain the same in our spirit walk. The same way that we change in the natural, we have to change in the spirit realm, and we have to gain more of God, more of his will. We have to be like John the Baptist. We have to deny ourselves. We have to die. We have to get out of the way. We have to let our will move out of the way and let the will of God be done in our life. The word of God stand firm in our life. And sometimes that in itself is hard because we want to be in control. But you cannot be in control with that. You have to submit yourself unto God and allow his will to be done in you. You have to allow the anointing of God, the Spirit of God, the Word of God to begin to shape you and to shape you for the glory of God. It's likened unto the potter's wheel. God himself takes us, puts us on the wheel, and when we're not bearing or looking like him, he causes, as it said in the Word of God, a crushing. We go back on the wheel and get crushed in that area. He allows something in our life to come. He allows situations to try us so that we'll be crushed, so that we'll be shaped exactly that we don't walk in our own mindset and our own concepts and say that they are the will or the mind of God, that we know that we are living in his divine will, his divine pleasure, his divine word and truth, that we're not one of those people who are saying, I know I'm walking in the will of God, but my life is my own, and I do what I want, and I consult God whenever I have to. But every single day, you're saying, God, what is your will for me today? What do you want for me today? Who do you want me to pray for today? Show me how to show the love of God to someone today. Let me be an instrument of righteousness today. Teach me not to allow my flesh, my anger, my desire, or temptation to take over, but let me be led by the Holy Spirit so that in this day that is made for your glory, honor, and praise, I bring you glory here in the earth through my actions, through my deeds, through my conduct, through how I live today. So as you do that, you change because you're now saying, what is it that you want, God, and how can I please you? As I wait on you, as I believe you, as I love you, how can I do this? And as you do that, every single day, you're changing your mindset to believe and to adapt and to receive what is good, what is perfect, the perfect will of God. I pray that you've been empowered in this 15 minutes because it's empowering me, teaching me every single day how to submit and how to let go of me and gain more of God in my everyday life, living for his glory and not mine. I pray that you've been empowered and that you join me tomorrow for another 15 minutes of Favor Life, the process of Dare. God bless you.